side. Rest to the restless, freedom from fear, when things seem impossible.
It's now time for worship with the Family Circle of Souls Harbor. We invite you, your family, and your friends in this next hour to worship with Pastor Rick Libby and the Souls Harbor Singers as they lead you in the songs of the church and in the sharing of God's Word.
For all of the problems of life, the answer is Christ.
Good morning, friends. What a wonderful joy it is for us to be able to return today to share with you another Souls Harbor Sunday morning worship service. I'm Pastor Rick Libby, the senior pastor of the Souls Harbor Ministries. Today, throughout this service, I'll be introducing the singers and the songs to you, and then in a few moments, I'll be sharing something from the Word of God that we will believe will be an encouragement to your hearts. We don't know all that God has in store for us through this service today, but we do know this: whatever God has for us, it's going to be good, and it's going to be helpful to each of our lives as we receive whatever God is speaking into our spirits today. As we begin our service, we're going to have an old song of the church. We're going to sing a song that, to some folk, they may hear the title and think, this is a question. But for those of us that are familiar with this song, you know we're not asking a question, we're making a statement. Sue Ellen Deera and Nyla Carmichael are coming to share the song with us, How Great Thou Art. I got an idea that most of us know this, so let's sing it along with them and worship the Lord as we begin today's service.
How great thou art.
my God, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art. How great thou art.
Greatness of God is displayed or demonstrated to us through God's acts of grace and mercy. We live in a very sinful world today. Because of the presence of sin, there are going to be problems, challenges, difficulties. We speak of them through mountains, valleys, rivers. They are obstacles that get in our path that we don't know how we're going to overcome. Yet, when we're confronted with these things, we discover that through God's grace and through His mercy, we're able to come through those times. We're able to overcome those obstacles that get in our pathway. You see, today, it may feel like that the things that have gotten in our way are too big for us to deal with. But despite the presence of those mountains, valleys, and rivers, God is always going to be greater. We may have an adversary that's trying to destroy us through these different things of life, and yet God is greater than our greatest adversary. And through His grace and His mercy, He's going to help us today. Remember this, He's God of the mountain, He's God of the valley, He's God of the river, and you can throw in everything else you want to throw in as a descriptive term of what you're going through, but God is always big enough to help us. Let the message of this song convince you of that as Ralph Holmes comes to sing, God of the Mountain.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But when things talk of faith when we're up on the mountain, but talk comes easy when life's at its best. Now in the valley, there's trials and temptation. Put to the test, and the God in the night and the God of the day is still God in the night.
I don't think it requires a lot of spiritual gifting today for us to understand that we are living in a day where most folk are facing some sort of a mountain. Maybe you're in some kind of a valley. You're facing some challenges and some difficulties in life that go beyond your ability, your strength to endure. We are strong at times, and then it seems like there are those moments when there is no strength within us. It amazes me how many times it's the little things that get to us rather than the large things. I think there's sometimes those things in our heart that helps us against the large things. Oh, we may be overwhelmed for a few moments, but then somehow we find a way to cope with it. We find a way to deal with whatever it is that we're going through. But then there are those many, many moments in life when the little things just eat away at us. And before we realize there's a problem, there is a problem. And it's those things today that I feel like, in my spirit, are troubling many of our viewers. Today, you could give us a long list of things that are troubling you. And I think on that list, we find a lot of little things that are just nagging at you. It's as if they are nibbling away at your strength, your capacity to endure the hardness, your stamina, even your faith, your believing in God. Today I want to take you to God in prayer. I want to ask God to help you with these things, that you would find a way to be able to rise up to conquer all those things, so that before this day is through, you could have once again in your heart and in your spirit a shout of victory. God's big enough today. Let's let Him do it and see just how big God really is. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we thank You today that You are bigger than all of our problems, that You are bigger than all of our cares. Lord, while You are small enough to live within our heart, God, You're big enough to rule this mighty universe. So today as we come to You, we come to You with all of our burdens, all of our cares, all of the strife that we are dealing with. You know how we are weary. Lord, You know how we are beaten down at times. But God, I believe that if You would slip Your hand beneath us, that as even we call upon Your name, we could feel strength pouring into our life. We would find the stamina to endure the hardness that has come against us. And Lord, we could begin to experience great, great victory. Lord, I pray that You will touch each one that is participating in this worship service today. That Lord, You will relieve us of the burdens of our heart by taking those burdens upon Yourself to carry them for us. Lord, I thank You today for every life that You are touching, even now. For we've asked You these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
When I need Him, I know just where to find Him. In my place of prayer, His Spirit hovers near. Oh, His voice gently gives me my direction, and I'll follow that voice that I hear. His voice makes the difference. When He speaks, He relieves my troubled mind. It's the only I hear that makes a difference, and I'll follow one day at a time. Voice is a strong and mighty tower, tearing down every stronghold in my life. He's the master of the wind and sea that rages. When he speaks, all my darkness turns to light. His voice makes a difference. When he speaks, he relieves my troubled mind. It's the only voice I hear that makes a difference. And I'll follow one day at a time. I have heard other voices speaking to me, to deceive and to lead me astray. But my shepherd's voice is different from the others. I'm his sheep and I know my shepherd's way. His voice makes the difference. When he speaks, he relieves my troubled mind. It's the only voice I hear that makes a difference. And I'll follow one day at a time. For his voice, it makes a difference. When he speaks, he relieves my troubled mind. It's the only voice I hear that makes the difference. And I'll follow one day at a time. Yes, I'll follow one day at a time.
There are times in our life when it just seems like the things that we are going through have brought injury to us. It may be that we're afflicted in body, but when those afflictions reach beyond the physical to touch the emotional and spiritual man, we really do need something that's more than what this earth can provide to help us. We need God. We need His healing touch to restore us. Like the injured bird who has said that it can never fly again because injury has been done to it, that all of a sudden through the care that it receives, it finds strength that people said it couldn't have, and it flies once again. You will hear what I'm trying to say in this song that evangelist Jonathan Garlock is coming to share with us today. It's a song that talks about just that, how that despite the injuries of life, God can help us to fly higher, higher than we've ever been. Listen to the words of this song as Jonathan comes to sing Higher.
I've heard once a bird has a broken wing. He can never fly high anymore. Let me tell you what I know. It's not always so, 'cause once I lay broken and so I fell from above like a wounded dove with no hope of ever flying again. But with grace from above and God's marvelous
Christ's love, I'm flying higher than I've ever been. You can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. See, I fell by the way. I was life's wounded prey. That's when Satan, like a vulture, he swept low. And in my darkest hour, that's when the enemy came to try to devour what was left of my wretched, my dying soul. But as low as life gets, oh, God was not finished yet. He saw more good than I ever saw in me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Now I live above the doubts, so high in the clouds that I can't see the tops of the trees. Can see heaven's door. I'm flying higher than I've ever been. Oh, where eagle can soar, you can see.
I feel like that already in this service today, there are some folk that feel like you have already come up a little higher than where you were as this service began. You have felt the touch of God there where you are, and in His touch you have discovered that He is helping you. He is giving to you the things that you have needed to help you to get above some of those things that were bringing you down. Well, I trust that this next song will be reminding you of some things that will help you even more. Holly Warman's coming to sing a song that is a song of testimony. It's a song that I think each one of us could sing if we just stop long enough to think about how God has been faithful to us. She's coming to sing, He's Been Faithful.
In my moments of fear, through every pain, every tear, there's a God who's been faithful to me. When my strength was all gone, when my heart had no song, still in love, He's proved faithful to me. Every word He's promised is true. What I thought was impossible, I see my God do. He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy, I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful, faithful to me. When my heart looked away, the many times I could not pray, still my God, He was faithful to me. The days I spent so selfishly, reaching out for what pleased me, even then God was faithful to me. Every time I come back to Him, He was waiting with open arms, and I see once again, He's been faithful, faithful to me. Looking back, His love and mercy, I see. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful, faithful to me. Though in my heart I have questioned, even failed to believe, yet He's been faithful, faithful to me.
As we take a moment or two from this service today to pause and talk to you about the expenses of the Souls Harbor Ministry, I first of all want to take a moment to say thank you. From the very depths of our being today, we thank you for the help that many of you have given to us over the last few days. We've had some folks that have stepped in and stepped up. You've gone the extra mile to help us in some unusual ways, some ways that we weren't expecting, and yet it couldn't have been more timely. Thank you so much for responding to whatever God laid upon your heart, because it truly has made the difference. I have thought about it so many times over the many, many years that we have been doing this. For over 50 years now, we've always relied upon our viewers to help us with the expenses that we incur in airing this worship service. And for all of those years, the folks that are a part of this service each and every week have made the difference. Our story would be much different without you today. But because of you, it's still much different. It's not a story of defeat. It's a story of victory because you've risen up to help us. We say thank you for that, especially right here during this particular time. You have been faithful. God has been faithful. And so here we are today. Now, as we look to the future, we know that if we're going to make it in the days to come, it's because we've had the same kind of help that we have had in our yesterdays. If you would today, all we can ask is that you would please prayerfully consider. That means that you would ask God what God would have you to do to help us with the expenses of airing this Souls Harbor worship service each Sunday morning. If you'll do what God is laying upon your heart, I know this ministry will be blessed, but I also know you will be blessed because God honors obedience. And if you'll do whatever He's laying upon your heart today, I know that God will make it up to you. He'll bless you somehow and in some way for doing what He has asked for you to do. He wouldn't ask it if He didn't believe you could do it. So if He's asking you, He knows it's within your ability to see that it's done. So today, just be obedient to whatever God is speaking to your heart. And if you will, I know God will take care of every need, both ours and yours today. I'm going to give you our contact information. Please use it to contact us in the next few days and let us know what you're going to do to help us. In the U.S., you would write to Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 275, Corinth, Maine, 04427. If you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our U.S. office at 207-285-3131. If you'd like to make a contribution online, you can visit our website, www.soulsharbor.tv, just as it's written there on your screen. If you'll click on the donate button there at the bottom of the homepage, you'll be able to get a contribution directly to us. For our friends in Canada, please write to our Canadian office at Souls Harbor, Post Office Box 611, Centerville, New Brunswick, E7K3H5. In Canada, if you'd like to make a contribution by Visa, MasterCard, or Discover Card, please call our Canadian office at 506-276-3551. Thank you once again for the help that you will give us in these next few days. We're already praying that God will bless you abundantly because of what you have done to help this ministry of Souls Harbor. Thank you so very, very much. Before I share something from the Word of God, I want to go over and sing a song that's been around for, well, all of my lifetime at least, and I'm sure even longer than that. It's a song that is my testimony. Today, I need to be able to feel His hand in mine. Really, the biggest thing that I need God to do for me is just to let me know He's there going through every trial, every tribulation, every situation. If I can know He's there, somehow His presence is reassurance to my spirit that everything is going to be all right. Somehow, God will bring us through. Today, I want to share an old song that's simply entitled, His Hand in Mine.
You may ask me how I know my Lord is real. doubt the things I say and doubt the way I feel. But I know He's real today. He'll always be. For I can feel His hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He guides each step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand. Till the day He tells me why He loves me so. Oh, I can feel His hand in mine, and that's all I need to know. I will never walk alone. He holds my hand. He guides each step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand. Till the day He tells me why He loves me so. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know. I can feel His hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
I think that the most powerful part of that song is a line in the chorus that says, He guides each step I take, and if I fall, I know He'll understand. God knows that we are human. Because we are human, we are prone to failure. It doesn't matter how much desire we have to succeed, it's just a fact of life that despite our best intentions, sometimes we fall short. When we do, God doesn't stand over us to punish us, to judge us harshly because we didn't make it, we didn't do it, we didn't get it done. No, God understands that we're going to fail, we're going to fall. So He's there not to keep us down, but to pick us up. He's there to help us when we need His help. It is an arrogant man that defies the help of the Lord when God offers His hand of help. I don't know what to do with a man like that, because God is not offensive when He comes to help us. No, my friend. He's not there to ridicule you, mock you, put you down, condemn you. No, He genuinely cares about you. So when you fall in the face of whatever it is that has come against you, He's there with an understanding spirit, and He wants to embrace you, to help you, to heal whatever wound has been created through that you have come through, and at the same time to help you to rise up, to overcome that thing that has come against you. Many times we are truly our own worst enemy. It's the things that we do on our own that are the things that are most destructive. There are things that we do that doesn't help us any, it only hurts us. Oh, I would never advise any man to try to walk this journey of life without the presence of God walking with you. But at the same time, I realize there are some things that we can do on our own to help ourselves if we would just understand what those things are. Before I get into this today, now I'm tasked today with a message that I'm still trying to work out on my own. I'm not coming to you as an expert who has perfected this in my own life. I'm coming to you as a work in progress, where each and every day I have to remind you of the things that I'm going to share with you. But if you've been a part of this ministry and you've heard my speaking very often, you know that I'm about offering practical help for the day that we live in. I'm not going to spend a lot of time giving you useless information that you can't put to work in your life to help you. I want to share some things with you from the Word of God and the things that God is laying upon my heart that I believe you today can put into practical use and find that they are a help to your life. Before I get into it, let's turn to the book of James today. In James chapter 1, there is three verses of Scripture that I want to share with you that I hope will give you a little insight. And at the same time, I hope will help you in the things that you are confronting, things that are taking place in your life right now as we are sharing this service. In the book of James, chapter 1, beginning with verse 2, "My brethren, count it all joy when ye fall into divers temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing." Oh, I like that passage of Scripture. That's good advice to our soul. Now, I realize that not everybody loves the King James like I do. That is my reference of choice. It's the first one I turn to. But there are some folk today that may be new on the journey who find it a little difficult with the King James. So let me read that same passage to you in the New King James. Maybe it will be a little easier for some of you to understand what it is that God is speaking to our heart. I hope that you'll forgive me for doing this. I know this is offensive to some, but please understand my heart. I'm trying to help some folk that really do need some help today. And I think you'll discover what I'm about to read is saying the same exact thing. In the New King James Version, we read, "Brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing." Now, the first thing I understand when I read what James is writing here is that there are going to be some moments when life is going to be difficult to deal with. He uses the word temptations. It's a word that really speaks of the trying of our faith. There are times when we go into those situations where the thing that we're facing is beyond our capacity to deal with. We may be strong individuals, but even the strongest of individuals is going to experience moments of weakness when you're standing in the midst of what you're going through and you just don't know what to do. Well, friend, today I'm glad that God is there to help us in those moments. I'm glad that He is there to make the difference for us. Oh, I know, I've already alluded to the fact that there are things that we can do to help ourselves. But when we've done everything we can do to help ourselves, then we have to wait upon the presence of God to make the difference, to make up the deficit of what we lack within ourselves to help us with the thing that we're facing. I need to hurriedly go through this. I'm very quickly running out of time. Time stands still for no one, and especially for Pastor Rick today. So let me hurriedly go down through a list that I've comprised here that I think will be a help to you regardless of what you're going through. I think the first rule that we need to understand is that when the going gets tough, it's important that we maintain the right attitude. Now, I know I've already stepped over the line for some. You don't want to hear us talk about attitude, but it's true today that having the right attitude can be the difference between winning and losing, surviving or dying. Our natural reaction in tough times is to abandon the right attitude and try to just get by best we can. And that means that sometimes our attitude is not where it ought to be. We respond to a situation with anger, frustration. We want to get even with whatever the source of our trouble is. And so we react poorly. Basically, the difference is rather than to react with a positive attitude, we react with a negative attitude, and that negative attitude rarely puts things back together again. It only creates more damage, therefore more destruction. We have to approach the situations of our life with the right attitude. We can't afford to be drugged down further because our mindset is not right. And many times our mindset and our spiritual man are working together. If our mindset is not right, the spiritual man is not right. But if the spiritual man is right, many times that helps the mindset of man so that we can overcome the things that are coming our way. Oh, I need to hurry. Our problems grow larger when we internalize our unfortunate circumstances. We have to remember that what really matters is what happens in us more than what happens to us. Please remember that when you're dealing with the affairs of life, many times there's something spiritual at work behind the scene. It's not what is happening to us that's as important as what is happening in us. What God is doing in us may very well be the thing that will help us with the trials and adversities of tomorrow. Oh, let me hurry. Rule number two is that we must realize that rough weather will not last forever. I know how things work. It seems like when we enter into a time of difficulty, that time of difficulty has lasted a lot longer than it really has. It's amazing to me how the moment it happens, there's a part of us that feels like, or at least wants to feel like, this has been going on forever. And when is it ever going to stop? When is it going to end? Well, I'm glad to tell you that difficulties don't last forever. They just feel like they do. And today, it's the way that we react when difficulties come that can either lengthen the time of that being with us or shorten the time of that being with us. Many times when trouble comes, we project it out there on a long, lonely road. But maybe it's not going to be as long as you think it is today. Maybe it won't last for the length of time that you feel like it is. I know that we want to find a solution. We need to, you know, we're taught to plan for the future. But many times, the seriousness of the moment is we have to try to get through this moment before we can think about tomorrow. You see, a man who is drowning is not, while he is drowning, trying to figure out what he's going to do a week from now or a month from now. All a drowning man is concerned with is, how am I going to get out of this right now? How am I going to be able to get to a place where I can breathe a breath of fresh air, where I can capture what I need to keep myself alive? We do that through God today because God is the only one that can cause us to breathe when it feels like all breath is being taken from us. We realize that there are moments when the size of our problem is not so much what wears us down, but the length of our problem. Think about that for just a moment. If we have a problem that only lasts for a moment, we don't think that that's any big deal. But if it goes on and on and on, and that's the way it is for some of us today, we've been dealing with some things in our life for years, and we don't seem to be any closer to a solution. But if we could just somehow put it in the hands of God, work with what God is asking us to do, and then with God working with us, we are able to overcome. Quite possibly, the reason some things have lasted so long in our life today is because we are the hindrance. We are the problem. But if we would hear from heaven today and do things in accordance with what God is asking of us, it may be that the solution to our situation, the end to our problem, is a lot nearer than we may think. The third thing I want to remind you of today is that you shouldn't make major decisions when you are in the midst of the terrible storms that can come our way. When those very difficult times come, we're not in the best position to make the best decisions. Again, it goes back to something I said a moment ago. We are reacting to the moment, and many times we're not acting with the right attitude, the right mindset. So rather than to help ourselves, we hurt ourselves. We hinder ourselves. Because in the middle of the storm is not the best time to make those choices, those decisions. The best time to do that is beforehand, before the storm arrives. How do I do that, preacher? Well, I think the maintenance of a prayer life and time in God's Word are the two things that can help us, so that when the storms of life come, we are as prepared as we can be for whatever comes our way. The storm may be unexpected. The damage the storm is trying to create may be unexpected. But the thing we can expect is the help of the Lord. Oh, I want to pray for you before we leave today. Heavenly Father, right now I ask for every person that's struggling, for every person that's having difficulty, that the hand of God would find them, that, Lord, through your presence, you'll reassure them that you are there to help them, not to hurt them. Minister to their lives, I pray. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
I look ahead and see the mountain looming tall against the sky. As I struggle, my feet weary, I wonder why this path is mine. When I stop and turn to see just how far the Lord has brought me, it gives me courage to continue on my climb. Beyond this mountain, there'll be fresh waters, cool and sweet. Beyond this mountain, there'll be soft meadows for my feet. Lord, keep my eyes above the mist of fear and doubt that cloud my way. Beyond this mountain, there'll be a brand new day. Though the storm clouds hover o'er me, and the path is rough and steep, with His words of promise in me, I'll ascend this mountain peak. In the shadows I may stumble, though He try me, I'll be faithful, and I'll reach ahead and claim my victory. Beyond this mountain, there'll be fresh waters, cool and sweet. Beyond this mountain, there'll be soft meadows for my feet. Lord, keep my eyes above the mist of fear and doubt that cloud my way. me on this mountain, there'll be a brand new day. Beyond this mountain, there'll be fresh waters, cool and sweet. Beyond this mountain, there'll be soft meadows for my feet. Lord, keep my eyes above the mist of fear and doubt that cloud my way. Beyond this mountain, there'll be a brand new day. Beyond this mountain, there'll be a brand new day.
I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep o'er the wild stormy deep. In Jesus I'm safe evermore. Oh, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I will sail the wide seas no more. The tempest